Simin Reish Tamach Dalet. Bethlehem, this is a simin that doesn't have so much of a sugya, as we saw the Gemara, it's not such a big sugya. And the halacha also, for the most part, many of the halachas are not nagia halacha lamaisa bizmanenu, that we don't even know what some of these shamanim are and the psilas are. And for the most part, all of our shamanim burn beautifully. And there's no chash atari even during the week. So certainly there's no problem on Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Ayin Hei says. However, there are numerous halachas that are nogea, and we hope to touch on those halachas, and also handle maybe a little bit that Indian of halachas neiris, if we get to it. Ein oisim psila, Mechaber says in Sefalaf, Ein oisim psila, l'ner shal Shabbos, bein ner shal ha-shulchum, bein kol ner shumad lak b'bayis, midov ha-shor, ein ha-nechaz bo, l'nesach svivoi. Shal hevis k'fetzes. This is what the Gemara says on Papal and Maral, that the reason why you're not allowed to light with Shmonim and Psila Yishasu Chachamim is because the wick does not draw up the oil well. If it's, or that's one possible problem, or that the fire doesn't catch on well and it jumps. And therefore, there's a chash of, Rashi learns, there's a chash of Atoyo. That's the way that the Mishnah Berurah seems to bring down. There's a chash of chash Atoyo, which means, Shema Yata HaKli Sheyovay HaShem and Shebaseich Al HaPsilo. They didn't have floating wicks, they had a wick that sat inside the cup that had oil. And if the wick, if the oil is not being drawn up well through the wick, then they would bend the wick, they bend the kli, the cup, and the oil would move towards the wick, and it would help it burn better. And a person would be over Mishum Avir. And we saw in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, give a different reason. The Rambam says that the chashash is that if these things don't light well, then there's a chashash that you're going to leave the house. You don't want to stay in a house that has a light that's flickering, and therefore you might leave the house. Achrayim already asks, you'd rather leave the house in a place that's dark, so then what'd you gain? Pash the person to stay, Stepler has a whole shtickel on it. However, l'chur, there's kama v'kama nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam, like the Prima Gadim points out in the Mishnah B'tzayis, Aleph. For example, he says, what's going to be in a case where you put a ner two flights high, two stories high, and you lock it up, there's no way for you to get it. So there's no chash Hashem yata, like says in Reish Ayin Hei, because you can't get to it even if you try, but mitzad sheni, there is a chash that maybe you're going to leave. So the possibility that maybe you're going to leave. There's also, what do you do if you have a case of, what's the halacha if you have a case of a kosher in there next to a non-kosher in there, one that's flickering next to one which is not flickering? According to Rashi, there's a chash Hashem yata, Rashi can record the chash that maybe you're going to leave, chash you're not going to leave because you have good light. Another nakamina is, he clears over there, what's going to be the case if a person has no other candles except these that are puzzle? According to Rashi, it's a chash daraisa. Current pashtus is, we're not going to allow you to light because of shemayata, but according to Ram, the whole shash is that maybe he's going to leave. Ain't suffik, might be the vada. You have a vada chiv. Suffik whether or not you're going to leave, you're not being mekayim rechivo. Ain't suffik, might be the vada. You should have to light with it. Then he clears, even in Rashi, and this is just the story to take out of here, he clears, even in Rashi, Ken Zain, we would say that asay dechaleis asay. The chash is a gzira darabonon shemayata. You have a vada chiv darabonon of adlachas neiris, yid mishum kovim, mishum enig. You have a chiyuv of hadlokas neiris midrabanan. Maybe you tie in the same thing. You should say asay derabanan is deicha leis asay derabanan. And even though there's a chashash shemiyata, it's only gzeir derabanan. Meila asay should be deicha. It seems that in Rashi he goes that in a chanami, in such a case where it's chazal, it's a hey mamru hey mamru. They only were mechayiv you to light hadlokas neiris in a neifin where you have a good neir. But if you don't have a good neir, they weren't mechayiv you on hadlokas neiris. There's no asay dechaleis asay because you don't have an asay in such a case. But in the Rambam, you still could clear what would be the halacha. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that he paskins lamaisa like Rashi. That's what he brings down. Shitas Rashi in Betzem. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Rambam is a chiddush. The Gemara says such a tzvara later on. When you get to foul smelling oils, that there's a chash that maybe you're going to leave. But with regard to regular oils, there it seems in the Gemara that the chash is a chash daraisa, shemayate, it's not a chash darabana that maybe you're going to leave. The pashtus would be exer, the whole thing, according to the Rambam. What's that? In Mishnah Torah, it's a shemayate. That's the way the rest of the Rishonim learn. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's pashas. That's only derabanan. Maybe it's divrei kabbalah, but it's not a derais. The you could clear, maybe it's telling the Shiloh, what's the story? Can you learn in a room that has a flickering light bulb? That has a fluorescent light bulb which is flickering? Is there any problem to learn in such a room? Are we choishish that maybe you're going to go ahead and change something? So if the chashash is that you're going to put it out, you're going to turn it off because it's bothering you, we never find such a chashash. We never find the chashash is that you're going to put it out. The chashash is always that you're going to make it better. But what happens often is if you have a light bulb which is not turned totally inside the socket, then what happens is that any wind or anything that causes it to move will cause it to flicker on and off. In such a case, all you have to do is tighten it a little bit. Or in such a case, you're going to tighten it. The truth is, you have that with these long fluorescent bulbs. Actually, this morning, I walked in the basement and one of the bulbs was off. I just turned it and it turned back on. And a lot of times when it's flickering, you do the same thing. You could just turn it and it'll tighten it and it'll turn back on. Is there such a chash that we're chashash that maybe shemayate? So if the whole chashash is shemayate, which is the daraiso, and you learn that and using electricity is only darabanan, befrat fluorescent bulbs, is only a darabat. What's that? So the starter, that's maybe like regular ish. It's maybe. In such a case, it would be a daraisa. So if it's a daraisa, then you could clear it. L'chara is what to clear that such a thing that maybe there should be a problem to turn it on. But in a case where it's really hard to clear it because. When are you gonna tighten it? It's flickering. So as it's flickering, as it's off, when it's off, there's no chash, you're gonna turn it on. When it's, you have to get it mamash when it's flickering, that's when the chash is, that when it's flickering, they're gonna turn it on.
And it's
so maybe
when I turn it on, it's not actually flickering, it's actually off.
No, if it's mamash flickering, so then it's I don't know if that's a suffix. I don't know if that's a suffix secret shava. That's a suffix as you're doing it. That's a suffix secret shava. Interesting. Which you have to know whether or not we're makel by daraisas. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, and the Bir Lachi seems to be makel, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, the Mishnah Tazayin, that we're not makel, we're only makel by darabanan, it's not by daraisas. And the Rambam, you could clear the same thing that according to the Rambam, that the Chashash is, and the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, that there the Chashash is that maybe you're going to leave, so Lachar, you'd have the same Chashash, that maybe you're going to leave. However, if you leave to go to a different room, then there's no real chash. There's no chash. According to Rambam, for sure there should be no problem to stay there, Batsim, because there's no chash of Shemayat in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Only chash is that maybe you're going to leave. We don't care if you leave. However, with regard to Rashi, you could clear, is there a chash that maybe you're going to turn it on? Lo yishamanu that there is such a chash that you're going to turn it on. Maybe they only geizer by Shemayat, which was a common thing for them to do. It was like a reflex that, for example, those that are learning Bishlam Shia Chazara, the whole chash that the rechoshish by Shehiyah and Chazar was that maybe you're going to stoke the fire. There's never chash. Achrayim point out the place game. Rishis says in Lehedia that there's no chash that maybe you're going to add the beralacha. You're going to add more firewood. The whole chash is that it's the reflex action of stoking you might do without thinking about it and come to be erev another aisa. So the psila switching, that's something that they always did during the week. There's such a chash over here. It's maybe not as common that such a thing happens. And therefore, we were not going. There's certainly in a case where you have, like the Ramah says, if you have other lights there, certainly lechur you could be mekel. And I never heard anybody being refraining from such a thing, maybe for these times. Now, what's the story with making a shamer? Can you put a shamer? The Mishnah Berurah brings down this shaila. Can you put a light with not if you lit with these psilim vishmanim that are possible? The Rashba says in Tshuva that b'di'evet certainly you're not allowed to be nana from it because the chashash shemayate, and now you have still a chashash shemayate. How about if you make yourself a shomer? We know that halacha is generally you're not allowed, even when you light with olive oil, you're not allowed to read by the olive oil lights on Shabbos unless you have a shomer. Does the same thing over here? Can you have a shomer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, a shomer is not going to work over here. Why is a shomer not going to work? You have a person watching you to make sure that you're not yate. Why does it not work? So for the Eilim that was here in Tarevis, Rav Kiva Eger, Siman Peches, says there's a law that you're not allowed to put fleshings and milkings on the table that you're eating. Kiva Eger's Mitzayin, the Gana Melech, that says that even if you're Maimon a Shemer, it doesn't help. And you're not allowed to eat fleshings on a table that has milkings, because the Chesh, you're going to go ahead and eat the milkings together with the fleshings. Or be over, it's not clear in the Gemara exactly. We're Chesh for their Abanam, for their Aisa. We're Chesh that the meat and the milk are going to enter your mouth in an Eifon which is Aser. And the shamer doesn't help. What's the reason why? The Ganamel says, he stels to mamash to unzer sugya. And he says the whole inin of shomer is dafka in a case where it's not nochanant, it's not continuous. I don't need a shomer for every second. But in a case, in other words, the case of when you light with olive oil, it's only if it flickers, then you're going to have a problem that maybe shemiyata. But in a case where you're lighting with shmonim that are pasal, and you need a constant shmira for every second, that you should not be misyev das for a minute, he says, then we're not semuchan shomer b'chal. In such a case, we're not semuchan shomer, which is a Musar Haskell for inyani ruchnis. Well, things to not just put yourself in the matzah where you need a shomer the entire time, because ein apetrobas l'arayis. That's the same word by ein apetrobas l'arayis. There's always a chash, the person nafshe shalom v'chamdasan, and memela you're putting yourself into a matzah sakana. We don't believe it's al derech. We're not seimach on a shomer in a case where it's a continuous chash that a person's going to be nafshe. Mashenkin when you're. There it's not continuous, it's only if it flickers that a regular thing, we're not choshish, then it's going to flicker. If it flickers, then we have to be choshish. We don't have to be worried every second as it's flickering, 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 then you're not going to be Messiah Das for a minute.
There's also something about Rambam, we need one good light.
So would that be?
That's
so there, there's a din of a hacker. It's a hacker that Chazal weren't good in such a case when you have, the truth is that a hacker doesn't. Yeah, but with regard to that case, the halacha of putting fleshings and milchings on the table together, the halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you need a hacker. A hacker works, and he says the shomer doesn't work. So we see that a hacker is better than a shomer. To rely on another person, we're not relying on it. But when Chazal said to put up a certain hacker, then we see that a hacker works. Sif base, if I said something which is wrong, or you didn't understand something, please stop me and ask. Questions that are not specifically to get what I said, it's just a general question. If we lay for afterwards, that would be appreciated by everybody, just simply because we have a limited amount of time. I apologize, but I'm more than happy to answer the questions afterwards. Once again, if something is unclear or something is wrong, please stop me. Siv Beis. Karav davashim alikim bayal davashim alikim bayim niskam la havoi pirish la seisei ova hapsima fidei la hisav ura asr niskam la hakshav hapsila. The Machaber paskins like the Rambam. It's a question exactly who else passes like this way. It's telling you on how you understand Rashi and gears this in the Rif. But certainly this is the way that the Rambam understands, is that when you take a wick, which is a kosher wick, and you wrap it around a non-kosher wick, then it depends on what the reason is that you did it. If the reason why you did it is to make the kosher wick thicker, so you should have more light when it's burning, that's aser. However, if your intention is just to strengthen the wick, that it should be able to stand up, and it shouldn't sink into the oil, then that's beseder. That's not a problem. Now, yesh la'ayin, if there's any difference to what your percentages of the wick is. For example, with regard to shmonim, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, even though you're not allowed to take shemen which is kosher and shemen which is pasul and put it together, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, if you have roiv shemen kosher, then it's mevatol the shemen pasul beroiv. It's kilo as if you only have shemen kosher, and you're allowed to light with that. Do we say the same thing with regard to wicks? That if you have a kosher wick, and it's much more, it's much bigger than the non-kosher wick, then the non-kosher wick is batel b'reiv. Now, l'cher, we really saw this in the din in Taisus. Taisus on the Chof Alam V'man Alef, is that in the Beis HaMikdash they had, when they were trying to light with, it's exactly fakert. You have non-kosher things to light with, and you have pishton, which is a quarter, which is kosher. Taisus says, the kosher is batel b'reiv of the non-kosher. L'chor, if that's the case, L'chor should say the other way around also, that the non-kosher is batel b'roiv of the kosher. The only shayla is, and this is really a shayla on Taisus also, is that we're not handling shamanim. Shamanim are two liquids. When you mix two liquids together, so everything is mis'arev as one, and nothing is nicker. Therefore, you could say a batel b'roiv. But we have different strands and different wicks, then L'chor it's nicker, the non-kosher from the kosher, and in such a case, we don't say batel b'roiv. Anytime something is nicker, it doesn't make a difference. If you have a piece of chazer that falls into a massive chalim pot and there's 600,000 times it, it's still, if you could find that piece of chazer, then and it's nicker, then it's not batel b'reiv. It's only in a matzav of suffik, the whole din of batel b'reiv is in a matzav of suffik. It's not a matzav of vaday. It's a vaday ism. There's no din of batel b'reiv. The truth is, just to be mitzayin, and there is somebody in the Hagoyes HaKadushim who's mitzayin to this taz on tesis. He just says ayin taz. If you look in Taz, in Arachayim, he says a massive chiddush from the Levush. The Lavush wants the taina that midaraisa, even when something is nicker, it's batal b'rayv. He says, how do I know? Where's the din of bittul b'rayv? What's the makar for bittul b'rayv midaraisa? It never says anywhere in the Torah bittul b'rayv. It says achrei rabim lahatis. You will batal b'rayv. That means if you have 71 dayanim on a Sanhedrin, and 37 say one way, and 34 say the other way, you go batal b'rayv. Does it say that the meat is batal? Nevertheless, we learn out from there in Nachadin that the meat is also batal. And when it comes to Isser, and you have two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of non-kosher meat, then the Isser is batal. The way that the Rosh learns, Nepacha Isser Liyo is Heter, and Mamish is in Spatal, turns into Heter, and you're allowed to eat it. If you, while it's in your mouth, you taste it, and you see that it's Isser, you got to spit it out, because now it's came Nicker again. But if it's not Nicker, then it's not a problem, and it's batal. Says the Levush, by Sanhedrin, which is the Makor for the din of Acharam Lahatis, Bittul B'Rayv, you see which 37 Dayanim said that the guy is Chayav Misa, and which 34 Dayanim said that the guy is not Chayav Misa, and even though we say the din of Bittul B'Rayv. Says Vice Dice, even though it's Nicker, Midaraisa, we say the din of Bittul B'Rayv. The Taz is Chorik B'Tkifus. Chas B'Shalom to say such a thing, no way, there's no Chad Tzad that Midaraisa is Bittul B'Rayv. And it will call common that it's Nicker. So Yesh L'ayin, in this case, Bechlal and Taisus says that the Pishtan is Batul B'Rayv of the other thing, it's Nicker. How could you say that it's Batul B'Rayv? And the other way around, also over here, by Psilas, Lachar, how's it? Unless we're talking about different Psilas that you can't tell the difference between them, even though Lachar, you know which is which. You recur the one which is Kosher on the one which is not Kosher. How does the Pasta say that by Shemana? We understand it. Lachar, by Psilas, we would not understand it. And even to take a Kosher Psila and wrap it around a non Kosher Psila in an Eifan that should be Batul B'Rayv, still wouldn't work. And that's why maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it over there. He only says it by Shemanim. He does not say it by Tzilis. The Isser is to use the Psila, though. This is to light with such a Psila. You're not allowed to use that flame, but the Isser is on the lighting. What right do you have? You're allowed to be Mavatalist so that you should be able to. What's that? No, the question is, are you allowed to do that? The Rama brings it down an interesting halach over here. He says, "Naisnin gagar shel melech." You could take a little bit of salt, a granule of salt, vigrish shel pul, and a bean, a legume, and you're allowed to put it al pi aner be'erev Shabbos. This year, daily kiyafa b'Shabbos. That should burn nice on Shabbos. Now, what's the chiddush of this halacha? Why should you not be allowed to do it? So Rabbi Greenwald mentioned yesterday that the Hemshech, it sounds like from the Hemshech of this Mechaber, the Ramah coming off the Mechaber, that it's a Chiddush that even though you can't light with a piece of salt, nevertheless, when you put the salt on top of something which you are lighting, there's no problem. Similar to what the Mechaber says, that if you're certain cases, you're allowed to wrap around something which is kosher and something which is not kosher, because the not kosher thing can't light by itself, then there's no problem. So too, you can't light a piece of salt, you can't light a bean by itself, therefore there's no problem, you're allowed to do this. That's l'chur, what would be the Hemshech. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says something very interesting. He says there's no problem to do it. There's no Isser in the fact that it's Gerim Ktas Havar B'Shabbos. It pulls up, it helps pull up the oil, and therefore it helps it light better. And there's no Isser to do that. And why would you think there is an Isser? We're talking about you did it on Erev Shabbos. I'll be on Erev Shabbos. How could there be an Isser if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos? What's the Bechlal, the Chiddush? The truth is that if you look at the Makor of this halacha, it's brought down from the Tesefta, but the Gemara brings down the halacha also on the Afsalach Zayin Amr Beis, and it does not bring it down with regard to Hilchos Shabbos at all. It brings it down with regard to the din of Darchei Amri. Certain things you're not allowed to do, heebie-jeebie, they look like Darchei Amri, all types of Kmeis and things you're allowed to do, Alt Kishuf, these type of things. What are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do? The Gemara says, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to put a piece of salt that looks like Darchei Amri. You're going to get your candle to light better by putting a piece of salt on top of the wick. Looks ridiculous. Darchei Amri. Says the Gemara, no, it's mutter. There's no aim by Mishim Darchei Amri, because Taka B'Mitzias, salt helps draw out, the same way that salt draws out liquid, it helps draw out the oil, the liquid, whatever it is that's inside of the kli, and it helps it light better on Shabbos. The Bechlal has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos whatsoever, it has to do with Darchei Amri. But L'chur, the way that the Ramash told it back from the fact that he put it over here, Kniri understood that even though you're putting a davar which is pasul inside of a davar which is kosher, nevertheless, it is kosher. Sif Gimel, Ein Malikin Eilah Shabbos Elam Yishemin in Mishah Har Hafsilo, Figachim Malikin Bezefes, Leib Shaivav, Leib Shemin Osim, Yitzemer Geffen, Leib Aliyav, Leib Chilev, all these type of things you're not that alight with. Now the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that somebody, it's not kedai to light with butter, because somebody lights with butter, and sometimes he also lights with schmaltz, he lights with fat, so you can be getting yourself into serious problems of asa b'chalav. Because sometimes you're going to put butter into a kli that has leftover shuman, leftover fat, and you're going to cook it, and you're going to have an iser bishul and iser hanal. And b'milut's problem. Now, l'chura, both of these things that he says are a chiddush. Why would it be an iser bishul? Why would it be iser hanal? Is there a problem to take? Anybody that has an incinerator, Shiva Smira HaKadosh, right outside over here, they have one of these big blue things that burns you garbage. You're not allowed to put in the leftover coffee and leftover chicken together at the same time, because it's going to burn it together. Bishul? Bishul? Yes, sir, Bishul. He says, is this a Bishul and is this a Hano? So the Pashas is, the truth is, there's a big Handel Rai in Simon Pei Zayin in Yeridah. And the Yad Avram in Sif Yud, Pei Zayin says, he says that this is not bishul, this is havara. When you're lighting a candle, so then you're getting rid of it. You're burning it. You're not being mavashal. It's not you're putting a candle underneath bas b'chalav, and then you're cooking the bas b'chalav, and you're going to have it afterwards. If I care, you're getting rid of, you're destroying the bas b'chalav. You're not being mavashal the bas b'chalav. Mele hitan is that lechur should be mutter. However, there's many acharim that say that it's aser. If that taka is considered bishul, you could say that only by an incinerator, your mom's getting rid of it, and you're not being nana from it, so that's not considered a bishul. But getting rid of it, and you are being nana from it, that is already considered a bishul. Which is also a chiddush with regard to hana. Well, many places say that that is considered a bishul. Though I don't think that people are very makpid with regard to incinerators. Stuffing, some people in the sink, they have an incinerator. You stuff all the stuff down the incinerator, just burns it all. Just Afghana dancers. Yeah, that's very clear about also. And then you have enough from it also. Yeah, for sure. What then? That's one of the reasons why, because of basa b'chalav. They talk about it also in the washing machines, where they're going to turn the sabur into the real sabur if we don't go by there. But with regard to hana, it's just a chiddush also that mitzvah slav lehen is neyu. So who says that b'chlav that there's a problem of hana by lakas ner shavas? Truth is that the bir alacha discusses this. The bir alacha, from the fact that no one jumped on me, that means that no one's holding there. The bir alacha says no. Shemin shall iser hanok, yin shall arlo kedema, aslin er shabbos, bloy shaykh mitzvah lav lahen is nenu, the ikr ha mitzvah mishinainiku. The ikr mitzvah of Allah kedema shabbos is to have hanok. So doesn't pass the same mitzvah lav lahen is nenu, the ikr mitzvah is to have hanok. Why? Because mishum einig. Now, with regard to that, and that's a big hack, is the mitzvah, Allah kedema is mishum einig, or is it mishum covered? That we hope to see, bezer Hashem, behemshech. But according to Bir Alacha and Echanami, we don't see the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nenu with regard to something which the ikar mitzvah is to have hanok. Now the Mechaber continues and he says you should not light you're not light with something which has a foul smell, because maybe you're going to leave and you're not going to stay in the place where you're not going to eat your suda in the place where there's light. Now Yesh Lion, I remember Al Tzbachar used to go to people that didn't use the generator, or they didn't have a generator, and they didn't use electricity on Shabbos. So what they have is these kerosene lamps on their Shabbos table, and that's what they use for light on Shabbos. They don't use the battery. Maybe by now they do already. This was 17 years ago, but they don't have these battery operated LED lights or generator or anything else. And they use these kerosene lamps. And I remember coming there, and it smelled, and it doesn't smell so gishmak, and it's like dark. And is that a problem? Do we go buzzer? I'm not going to leave after I got there by my guest, by my host. But I actually came back afterwards. So maybe that's a raya, maybe. So the shayla is this nidrein tali in each and every person? Dainu itrein, what's the story with neft, with kerosene? So the truth is that the Bir Alacha already discusses this. The Bir Alacha says there's no problem with kerosene. It doesn't have as bad of a smell. And even though when it burns out at the end, it smells bad, then it's going out. There's no chashi you're going to leave. So, except for neft lovin, he says it's really bad. The shayla is totally in every person in the 21st century. There's probably people get echoes from things that don't smell nearly as bad as they did in the other days. And I just saw something that they brought from Eretz Yisrael. There's also a big Mr. Hafel. Shalom Shojon has a shtickle on this. But they brought from Eretz Yisrael to India a special boash is what it's called. It's what they spray during Hafganot. It smells horrible, and they sprayed it during Hafganot, and it disperses everybody in the Hafganah, because it's a terrible smell, and he got hit by it. and it works amazing in Eretz Yisrael. They needed something that's not dangerous in India. They brought it to India. It didn't work at all. Not at all. Why not? This is mamash. This is recent. This is 2 months ago. 2 months, maybe 3 months ago. It didn't work. Bohash. Bohash. It's mamash, like, disgusting. It's horrible. It's like sewer. That's what it is. And it didn't work at all. Why? Because that's the regular smells in India. So Mamela, you can get used to anything. They're used to it. Mamela doesn't. We're asking for care. The neft, the chura, everything should be totally akolafia zman va'amokrim. And anything which mamish, there's such a chash. In echanami, the chatchila, one should not do it. Certainly, out the din that we'll see at the end of the simon, which the mechaber brings down, you shouldn't, the chatchila. Bidiyevet, I don't know if we're going to be machmer. The chatchila, the Mishabura says, in malikan al-shukha b'nei al-cheres, yoshan demois. It's disgusting. Bidiyevet, or are we going to say that you have to leave? I don't know, well, you're not used to your chiv. The chatchila, certainly, if you don't have it, yeah, he says, ish oni, she'in le'evadei mutter. They shouldn't be misbatal. But lechatchila, maybe in Echanami, one should be careful not to use kerosene ukedeme, because there he lit regular licht also. But hakol lefi hamokim veazman. No, certainly, it's still going to be late yetzei because of the other thing. I don't know if that was nichlal and gzeiras chazal though, that you shouldn't. It's quite a good idea. You shouldn't do it. But as this mensch not being yetzei, that wasn't. Now to put oil, regular oil, on top of water, that when it starts burning out, it starts crackling. When it hits the water, it starts drawing up water. It starts. There in the chur is no problem to lechatchila put the water inside, even though you're going to cause such a massive, because no shash that you're going to be mateh because it's going out. So therefore you're not going to, there's no way for you bechlal to be mateh. It's drawing up water, there is no more oil, and therefore there's no shash whatsoever. The truth is that I don't even think that there's any possibility bizmanenu to be mateh. If you're using floating wicks, I don't think there is a possibility to be mateh. You can't be mateh because no matter how much you're going to tilt the cup that has the oil inside of it, the wick is just going to tilt along with it, and it has a little floater. It's not going to move. Nothing is going to change. Nothing's going to change ba'etzem, and therefore you it's not going to help you to unless you take out the entire wick, you pull it up or push it down and stick it back inside, and that we're certainly not chayshish for. L'chur, there's no. Okay, we gotta try this at home. Alright. Just with regard to Shaiva, the Kavod Rosh Hashanah, what is Shaiva? The Gemara said, what is Shaiva? Psulta Dadufsho. The Psalus of the Dvash is Shaiva. So, what is the Psalus of the Dvash? So, if you look at the Levush in Simon Pei Yoridei Simon Pei Aleph, he says that the bee goes to the flower, it gets out the pollen, and it goes into his body. It's not part of his body. It's not made from his glands. He brings it into his body. That's why the dvash is kosher, because it doesn't come out. It's not a yotzim and atame. It doesn't come out of the bee. The bee just sucks it from the plant. It's like in a little pocket, and then he puts it into the hive, into the honeycomb, and then we take it out of there. Now, says the Levush, the same thing is the it really secretes two different things. It secretes the honey and it secretes the wax, which is the psoilus. However, bizmanenu, it seems that the scientists say that it does not come, the wax does not come up from there, it comes out from a certain gland, and therefore there should be a problem to you eat wax, which many people use the honeycomb on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Many people, they take also part of the honeycomb and they chew it and they take out the wax. That's as a matter of fact, somebody last year that was in the Chabura, he was sent by a chesed organization that he donated money to. They sent him oil, they sent him honey together in with a little bit of honeycomb, and that's, people are naive to use that. Shlomo Zalman deals with this in Halicha Shlomo in Tishrei, and he says even according to them that it is taka, that it, even noniach kidivreim, it still wouldn't be a problem because mamash not roi lachilo, and therefore there's no chash and ein lefak v'kaminig ha'olam. Therefore, those that are noig in Rosh Hashanah can consider being noig without. We go b'chol Chazal say it's psulta d'dufsho, and therefore lechur it should be like levush. Then it should be like levush, but even noniach not, still it would be. Would be mutter. Now, just with regard to Shaiva, the Olam had this difficulty in his Sofer Shlomo Zalman handled it, and he says that there's a difference between Shaiva, that's before Shem Halacha, Oh, we'll see a little bit later. Shaiva over here is Aser, and Sif Vav and Sif Zayin, look at the Shaiva is Mutter. What's the difference between the two cases? If it's in a liquid form, then it's Aser. If it's in a solid form, like a candle, then it's Mutter. In fact, there's Shlomo Zalman in Mitzad HaSeichel, he says a little bit Shver, in Shulchan Shlomo, he says a little bit Shver to understand. He says, look at our candle. Take a Yartzeit candle, it burns for 36 hours. It's solid. You let it burn for an hour, and the whole thing turns into liquid. That's what happens with tea lights also, it turns into a liquid. So what's the difference be'etzim between the two of them? They burn the exact same way. It starts off as solid, turns into like, what would be the din according to us? You only light a lighter for the first hour, and then afterwards it would be aser. So maybe since it started be'etzim, therefore you light it continue. So it's a little bit hard to understand. Now the truth is, Mr. Fina Amina, the Bach already said with regard to the shaiva, that's bizmanenu, which is bizmano 450 years ago, that it's purified, and therefore that everybody would agree that even those that say that shaiva candles are a problem, are going to agree that shaiva candles bizmanenu are not a problem. According to certainly in our case, in bizmanenu, even the liquid wax wouldn't be a problem, and would be mutter batsimika in the chayral. And bichlal, I don't know if this is the wax, our candles are made, I think, of congealed paraffin. It's not made out of beeswax for the most part. I think generally the only time you get beeswax candles is for Abdullah candles for the most part, and for Hanukkah. Most people use the white candles, which is not real wax in the first place. Mela is different thing.
Also, on kashrut,
is
it solid or liquid?
According to this, there would be. If you're putting it in as a liquid and you're putting a wick inside, it has to draw it up. It doesn't draw it up well. Once it's attached to the wick, then you're burning it on the wick. It doesn't have to draw it up. It's not a problem. Sif dalit. Iriv shemen kosher and shemen pasul. The halacha is, the mechaber says, afilu nasamat shemen zayin b'shmanim elu shenim shachan v'azim shachan ein malikim mehem. Even if you add a little bit of shemen zayin, that it's going to be nimshach, now the pasul of shemen is going to be nimshach, still, you're not allowed to be malik with it. What's the reason why? The Gemara says it's a gzira. It's a gzira that maybe you're going to light from the oil without adding in any kosher oil. And if you light by itself, what's going to be? Shemayata. Chor, it's a gzira, gzira. So already the Tesis Yishonos is Yachas to this, and he says it's vadayata. It's not suffix, it's for sure going to be yata. But we saw in the Taz, that I don't want to speak out, just because I think it's pshat in the Gemara maybe, the Taz says no, it's not a gzira, gzira. The original gzira was all-inclusive. You're not allowed to light with these oils at all. In any situation, you're not allowed to light with them by themselves. You're not allowed with them if you put in olive oil, in a kosher oil. You're not allowed to light with them, b'chol, not how you did this, not how you did it, L'chor, if that's a pshat, it's very gishmak, the Gemara. The Gemara says, they ask the Baya, if you're ma'arav shemen zayis with non-kosher oil, what's the halacha? He says, ain malikim behem. My taima, mishum shein malikim behem. Because you're not allowed to be malik. So everybody has the pshat, the rishonim are mitlabet a little bit what the pshat is, machlokes rishonim. But whatever pshat you learn, why did he say in such a weird lashon? Why did he tell him the reason why? But according to the Taz, it's mamash gishmak. That is the reason why you're not allowed to light with them, because that was the ikur takana, not to light with them. The ikur takana was lechatchila. Don't light with them, not by themselves, and not with the oil. There wasn't two takanas. It's not a gzira to a gzira. It's all one gzira. The original gzira was don't light with them at all. Don't use these things to light. My time, Shana Likman, for the original reason. And maybe lechatchila, the reason why they said it is because we're chayshu shemayat. But that was the original gzira, not to light with them. Sif hey, chilev mahutach vekir bedogim, ein malikim behem, nos mehem mat meachas mishmonish malikim behem, motel halik behem. The types of things that be'etzim do light by themselves, there you are allowed to light with them if you add a little bit of oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Halacha, that what do you do if you don't have a little bit of oil? Squeeze out an egoiz. Squeeze out a walnut, and you'll get a little bit of oil. Walnut oil they sell for Pesach, that's standard oil. Most people use that for Pesach, if you're not using the oils that they use in America. Here in Eretz Yisrael, that's the common oil. Squeeze out a walnut, and therefore you'll have no problem, and you'll have a little bit of kosher oil. Now, if you squeeze out a walnut, you're probably not going to get all that much oil. You have to put in at least enough oil, l'chera, that if it was a non-kosher, it was a not good type of oil, and you added in kosher oil, it would be able to light. Because the reason why we say this is mutter is because when you add in another oil, so then it's be'etzim you could light it, even if it would be non-kosher and you added another oil, it would still be mutter, it would light. So you have to add in enough oil that had the oil been non-kosher oil, then it would draw up and it would be able to light. If you're really stuck, then we'll try to help you out. instead of squeezing out walnuts. Sivav, Shar Kol Hashemonim Chutz Me'ele Shemalik Mehem, Chutz Me'elu Me'elik Mehem, Mukamokum Shemen Zayas Mitzvah Nemuvchor. The Mitzvah Nemuvchor, you're allowed to use any type of oil, the Mitzvah Nemuvchor is to use Shemen Zayas. Now the question is, Bizmaneinu, in the 21st century, is there any reason to use Shemen Zayas more than any other type of, more than the regular wax candles? If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that nearly the Kol Zilafi Inyan Aner, the Bener Shalonu, Shetzol Bavadi Yosir Min HaShaivu, it even burns, it's a less problematic flame than Shaiva, in other words, it burns beautifully. Ein Ragal Hatis Boy Afilu B'chol, and even during the weekday, you never have to do anything to it because it burns nicely. Ze Odif Miner Shaiva, V'ulay Ach Mikol HaShmanim. It's better than Shaiva, maybe even better than Shmanim. Says Ramesha in Dibris Ramesha, he says, even though the Mishnah says Ulai over here, it's not a suffix at all. Because if you look at Siman Reish Ayin Hey, the halacha is that if you light with olive oil, then you're not allowed to read by the olive oil unless you have a shamer. However, if you light with candles, Mishnah Berurah says, then you're allowed to read by the candles even without a shamer. Why? Because you're not choishes that you're going to be matzah, because even during the week you're not matzah. Now, but Maimon Mosgar would say that if Mishnah Berurah lived with Bizmaneinu, then also the shemen that we have, also people are not matzah during the week. Shemen also has no issue whatsoever, and the chur would be just as nice. But Ramesh says in Medak, he says that Ner Chanami, the shaiva would be better, and according to Mishnah Berurah, shaiva is better to light with candles. And they bring down the Chazon Ish Takalit, the Chazon Ish is the type, Lerach HaSorbeinu brings down the Chazon Ish Takalit with candles, and the Takalit with candles, V'chein Nogu Hamoin, that's how I grew up, they would light with candles, and that's how many, many people grew up, not specifically light with candles, I get married and I started light with oil, that's how her life, mother lights, but many, many people light with candles, and that's like Mishnah Berurah says, because there's no problem whatsoever, even though there's a Rishonim that say that you're not allowed to light with candles, b'chol, wax candles, nevertheless, Bizmaneinu, there's no problem. The Bach already said it, certainly Bizmaneinu in the 21st century, there's no issue whatsoever. Mitzad Sheni, this olive oil is also Bizmaneinu L'chor, at the same time, people are not matah at all, and it burns also beautifully. And therefore, L'chor is also, it should be not less, at least L'chol Pachos, it shouldn't be less than olive oil, than wax candles, and certainly many, many people are making light with oil. So L'chor, the Avad Kamaravid, do whatever you do, actually do whatever your wife does. However, there is, I don't know, this will answer your question also, Al Pisoid, that they do bring down, there's Kamen Yonim, Al-Pisoid to light Dafka with Shemen Zayas, Kafachayim brings down from Machlis Bracha, the Chidot, says that the Inyan of Harogu B'ner, Havan Le'Banim Tamidah Chachamim, he says that's why B'chal, we'll see in some Reish Tamal Gimel, that a woman is supposed to daf Mishas Halakas Neris for the Atloch of her children, in Torah, because the Halakas Neris is Harogu B'ner is Havan Le'Banim Tamidah Chachamim, which is a klal B'chal, anytime that you're doing a mitzvah, that there's a special Inyan Zchus for that mitzvah, then you should daven at that time. You give tzedakah, it's a mesugal time to daven for Ashiris, it's a daven to have parnasa. Ukidema, all these type of things. Therefore, the says Machzik Bracha, Tamid Chomer or Demet to Shemen Zayis, or Nimshlu to Shemen Zayis, and therefore there's an Indian specifically used Shemen Zayis. So Shmuel Kamenetsky brings down, he's Messiah in the Baal Turim, says in the beginning of Atot Tzaveh, he says, Atot Tzaveh, Tof Tzaveh. Tof is Vigamatria Noshim. Noshim tzavei, you should be. It's a remez la halachas neiris that it's chayva tzavei. And it says over there, v'kulu shemen zayis och. That was Rishmo Kamenetsky. I think Toy Safo. I don't think the Baal Turim says that. He says when they bring down from the Siddur Arizal, the Arizal says also to light with olive oil. I don't know if it's so klar. I didn't see it inside. I just saw it brought down. I don't know if it's so klar. The Yisrael Raya could be because that's taka the hider, like the Mechaber says. But Bizmaneinu, maybe there wouldn't be an Indian, but Kinnir they understood that Pisoid, there's not an Indian to use olive oil, though we saw Gedalim Gam Tevim that to use wax, and therefore Meikar Adin, Mitzvah and Amuv, of course, to use either one. There is an Indian Pisoid to use olive oil. What's the story if you don't have olive oil? This happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I ran out of olive oil, and it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all the stores are closed, and I even used up the olive oil that we use for cooking. Whenever I get stuck, I use the olive oil that we use for cooking. I didn't have olive oil, so I was going to use canola oil. What's the story with using canola oil? So I wasn't really going. I borrowed from my neighbor olive oil. That's fine. But I declared. That was the clear. Should I use canola oil or not? Now, l'chera, canola oil, from what I understand, from what I heard, from Yoidei Davar, is rapeseed oil. And It happens from other people that have tried it and used it. It burns beautifully. And in Echlam and Echer, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to use it. It happens to be that the Kav Chaim says, second to olive oil is sesame seed oil, he says. That's Lecher before the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel. But this Manenu, that all the oils burn beautifully. Lecher, there should be no problem to use canola oil. Not a problem at all. And not only that, Ish La'ayin, what would be with cotton seed oil? Can you use, the Gemara says, Lahedio, they're not allowed to use cotton seed oil. This Manenu, cotton seed oil seems to burn beautifully. Because it's refined, Lecher, there's no problem. You should be able to use it. Yesh Lain. Now we'll get to in Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin says, Korach Zefer the Shaiva Achil of Sava Psila Malikim Behen. If you took Shaiva, wax, and these other things that are mentioned here, and you wrap it around, you congeal it, and you put it on top of a wick, then even though you're not allowed to light with it in a liquid form, but in a solid form, you are allowed to light with it. Now, there are Rishonim that learn that bizman, that you're not allowed to light with wax candles. Nevertheless, the Bach says, and according to them, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that it's also. Nevertheless, the Bach says that even the Goyim that asked using wax candles would be maskim bizmanenu since they burn beautifully. If that's the case, so lechero, there's no Indian to be mahadir not to use wax candles, because even them, he's signing, at least according to the Bach, even them they would be maskim. If that's the case, lechero, we could sign the same thing with regards to our cottonseed oil. That it was only in those days that there was an issue with it. But bizmanenu, lechor, there'd be no issue, and you'd be able to light with it. It happens to be that Rav Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion, Chelik Beis, Simen Tezvov, or Yurches, Yurches Tezvov, I'm sorry, says, he talks in Yetzer Shaila, and he says that Ein Echanami burns beautifully nowadays, and he says you should add, though, a little bit of regular oil to the cottonseed oil. So that way, it's only zero like zero. When you add good oil, it's only zero like zero. This is Bechlal, the Ram Pirish Rosh Hashanah, says different Mishad, that it's not cottonseed according to that. But he says, the Chero, it burns beautifully, there's no reason, it should be no different than Shaiva, that we're timing it the same way, that according to those that are Aser, it will be Mutter Bizmanenu, the Chero, cottonseed oil would be Mutter Bizmanenu, you're allowed to light with that. Sif Ches, Hamadik Tar Shadik Reiv Mashi Yetim and Absilim Me'aner, you have to light Reiv of the wick which is coming out. Now, Kimdumani, that many women do not know this halacha. Or they're not knowing this way, they never know it, or then you light it, and as soon as it catches, you go to the next one. Especially if you're using a match. Some women like to use matches. We'll see that there's either an Indian yes to use a match, or an Indian not to use a match. In Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, they have these silver lighters that have a silver like holder for a candle, and use the same candle week after week. Is that a chasarn, or is that a milo? We'll see that, according to some, maybe say that it's a chasarn, because then you can't put it out afterwards, and you're ready to make a Shabbos, possibly. According to some, it's a milo. The Teretz Kingdom says, he's not supposed to use a match. He's supposed to use the same candle every single week, he says. So it has a milo. Also, once again, do what your meaning is, or whatever you got for your Hanukkah present, for your chasen present. Either way, the shaila is, if you're lighting with a wick, if you're lighting with a match, and you're trying to light all the candles before the match goes out, if you have a long match, or if you have a short match, you're only lighting two candles, whatever it is that you're doing, then you light it, and as soon as it catches, you go to the next one. You don't wait for the entire thing to catch on fire. So, maybe we could be mamlet for those that are not knowing like that. The minig olam, I think, that's not knowing like that, is because the reason is, we darshan out of the pasuk, l'halis ner tomen, she'achia shalevas olam yaleo. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why you have to do that is because if you don't, then maybe it's going to go out. If it just catches, this you see very often with the Hanukkah licht, especially with the kids, the colored Hanukkah candles. You light it, it burns down, it goes out. Unless you sit there and you wait till it catches, sometimes it even happens by the wicks of the Hanukkah licht. You light it, and depending on exactly what type of job you did, it'll burn, and if you didn't sit there for long enough, it's going to go out. So, but the regular floating wicks that they have that are made for Shabbos, if you're not making your own wicks, you're not... Generally, as soon as you hit them, and even the white candle, as soon as you light it, it catches, and generally doesn't go out. So the whole chashash is that it's going to be mechaber. For the most part, you don't have to worry about it. It's not always the case. There are different types of candles that attack if you don't sit it there, it doesn't catch. I saw in the Pesukei Teshuvos that he wanted to be kind of the same thing. He wanted to say that maybe that's why people aren't annoyed to be machaber in this. But lechura, in a case where you know that that's not the case, if in certain cases that the itaka does go out, there are different types of waxes and different types of wax candles and different types of matches, lechatchila, certainly you should be mekayim. If you know the halacha, you should be mekayim the halacha. Just be mamlet for those that are not, then in a chanami, there's maybe what to be mamlet. We'll get to that in a second. Siftas. In Beis Mikdash, maybe in a chanami, Taka didn't have that. But Bizmanin, that we Taka don't have that issue. Because in those days, the taka didn't catch. The same way that the wax was no good, and the same way that the cottonseed oil was no good, and the same way that the psyllus were no good, and Bismanin, we don't have any of these issues, then... If that's the only reason, Beis HaMikdash is the only reason, but the reason why they still sued the Beis HaMikdash is going to get it in Shabbos, was that it shouldn't go on. The fifth test. Ein tzarech lahaviv apsilo, inin ahiviv yipol adover shein anisif lagamri, v'gam lekam lagamri, they're not to light the candles and to put them out so that it should be easier to light later on. Now, those that say, I think Nani says that, you know, that people are knowing like this. And many people are not knowing like this. And the reason why many people are knowing, there are people that are knowing, but there are many people that are not knowing, and the reason why the many people are not knowing is because Bismanenu, you don't have to do this. It lights beautifully even without it, and it's not an issue to light them. Not only that, I, from personal experience, have found that the wax that we use, it's much easier to light them the first time than the second time. It takes longer to light them the second time. I've mentioned this to other people and told me the same thing. Depending on what type of wax you have. So in Echanami, if you have the type of wicks, figure out whichever wicks you use. Try 1 week, see how it works. I've spoken to other people that told me the same thing, that it takes longer to light it the second time than the first time. The meal, the whole Indian is that it shouldn't be a terror for the woman. She shouldn't have to spend a long time lighting it. Obviously, if it's going to be easier to light it without lighting it, then don't light it. Sometimes, however, to singe it, the Beis Yosef says, even though you don't have to light it and blow it out, you should singe it, he says. Like, if you put a fire to it for a second, you'll see that the top of the wick starts separating a little bit. It gets a little bit wider. That maybe does taka help it. If it doesn't actually catch on fire and go, could be that maybe does help. That is not even brought down here, that you have to do such a thing. But those that do it, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the man should do that. That should be his chelik in helping out the Hadakas Neiris. He should do that. We'll see that maybe there's bigger in Yonim that maybe Mamash Hadakas Neiris that the husband will do. Ezer Hashem, we'll see in Rish Tamach Gimel. That's with regard to Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, Emalikim Smar Tutin Afil Mechorochim. I don't know many people that do that. There's Manenu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should not lie with a Kli Cheres because in a Ner Cheres Yoshin, because it's most. Now, I think that maybe one thing which is Negeah to that is there are certain types of oil and certain types of wicks. Maybe it's more the oil. But sometimes I found with the wicks also, if you don't have the right wick and it's a big flame, that when you light with olive oil, you get a lot of black soot that comes up and you can see a trail of black coming out of the candle. That's what, if a lot of people in the corner where they light their nearest, they have black on the ceiling because that's what the soot comes up. Now, it doesn't always happen, depending on what type of oil you use and depending on what type of wicks you use. Therefore, even though I wouldn't say that it's also to light with it, but certainly in the chatchila, if it's a davar which bothers you, it's mafriya you, and it's not nice, it's also the flame is not as nice as a flame. It doesn't, you know, this black thing which is coming up. I mean, it's certainly, if you have nothing else, that's what you should light with. It's not mamish mo'ot, it's not. Well, the chatchila, one should have the whole Indian, we'll see, that's the beginning of Samarish Tamal Gimel, to have a nice nair, something which is not nice, something which is not mafriya you. You're certainly not going to leave, and you're certainly not going to do anything to put it out. However, as the Moish Shaboy B'dayma to this din, in Echanami you should try to get oil, which use oil which is non-problematic with that regard. Now, one last halacha. It's maybe just in the sugya for a second, and the halacha which is going to come out, which is probably the most nagia halacha lamaitza, and that is with regard to lighting electric lights for Shabbos lift. Can you do that? Can you be yotze with electric lights for Shabbos licht? And it's very negeh when people go to hotels, when people are in the hospital, when people are at places where you can't light. For the most part, most people are not lighting with regular lights in their house. They're lighting with candles or with oil. However, there are various and numerous situations where it's not possible. Can you light? Can you be yotze with halakas neiris by turning on the light, turning on electricity? So bechlal, we saw what's the Indian of halakas neiris. We saw this machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara says halakas neiris is chayla. Rashi says, als kovid Shabbos, to have a suda and a mokim where there's a lot of light, like daylight, that's kovid Shabbos. Tosfos says the same thing, that it's also als the suda, but he says it's not kovid Shabbos, it's earning Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, the Rashi says a little bit later on, there's another Indian, in the same Chofayim base, batiznach misholim nafshi, zu adlokas ner Shabbos. that there's a chesaron in Shalom when you don't have Ner Shabbos. Rashi says the reason is because the Bnei Bayis are mitzdar, so nichshalin. When you don't have, you don't see what you're doing, you're nichshal b'chol davar, you bang into different types of things, and there's a lack of Shalom. Really, the Gemara says this on Daf Chav Gimel, that if you have Ner Shabbos, you have a choice of banging Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos is Adif. Mishum Shalom Beisai. Shalom Beisai, Rashi says, Yishal Sitz Ara Gemara, but it's not Mishalom Nafshi. She B'nei Beisai Mitzdarim Leishe B'choshech. Because their B'nei Bayis are Mitzdarim Leishe B'choshech. Is that another din? Is that the same din? Does it mean during the Suda they're Mitzdarim Leishe B'choshech? But it doesn't really mean with regard to the rest of the rooms in the house. That's not exactly clear in Rashi. So Rashi says that's Oynik Shabbos, and then it says Shalom Bayis, and it says that's Kovet Shabbos. I'm sorry, Rashi says that's Kovet Shabbos, and the Rambam and Rashi and Tesis says Al Oynik Shabbos. Now you could taina Yesh La'ayin, whether it's Al Oynik, whether it's Kovet Shabbos. There's many things that we do Al Oynik Shabbos. There's many things that we do Al Kovet Shabbos, as we saw in some Reish Mem Beis. Why were they masakin a bracha dafka by Halachas Neiros, not by anywhere else? So if you look at the Rambam says, there seems to be a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph says that the reason why we light Halachas Neiros is Afilu in leima lechol shoyl al avstochem lekev shemen umadlik as aner shezeh bachlal oynik Shabbos. Even if you don't have any food, you have no money, no nothing, beg for money so you should be able to buy Shabbos lech. Shere zeh bachlal oynik Shabbos. In the Perek Lamed, Mamash at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he says Sheaner dolek v'shochan aruch umitim utzas shekol elu lechoven Shabbos name. Chavet Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos or Chavet Shabbos? Which one is it? Tain is the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Lamech Gimel Siv Beis. He says there's both. Shnei Memes. There's the Indian of Oynik Shabbos, which is B'shas Nesuda. There's the Indian of Chavet Shabbos, which is B'shas Nesuda, like Rashi says. And then there's the Indian of Oynik Shabbos, that you shouldn't bump into things. And that's in the other rooms in the house. But Tiznach Mishalom Nashi, that you should have Shalom Bayis. That you have in the other rooms in the house, you should have to have light. So it's by the Suda, as the Kavod Shabbos, and the other rooms, as the Oynik Shabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And that's why Chazal are misakin a bracha over here. Because there's both Kavod and Oynik. It's different than everything else. It says, B'fat Lefi, the Smag, that says you makabel Shabbos or Lachas Neiros. That's certainly enough of a reason why you didn't make a bracha. But he says, you have the Kavod and Oynik together, therefore, you do both of them. Now, the Biskarov brought that in Ruchaim's stencils, says that he's mitarets the Rambam differently. He says that there's two inyanim really. There's kovid and oynik Shabbos. Kovid Shabbos. What's the difference between kovid and oynik Shabbos? Kovid is the what you do before Shabbos, and oynik is with the hana that you're having on Shabbos. The kovid is the mitum ritzas and the achlafas begadim and the ner dolek. All these things that you do before Shabbos for Shabbos. That's the kovid Shabbos. And then there's the oynik Shabbos of being nene on Shabbos. So that's. This is what? The Kovet Shabbos is before and the Oynik Shabbos is afterwards. And he said that's really what the Rambam is saying, that there's both in Yanim over here. There's the Kovet Shabbos of learning before the Kovet Shabbos, and then there's the being Nene from an on Shabbos also, and that's the Oynik Shabbos. Either way, Vinitri. However, Lechura, when you're going to come to Halakas Ner of electric light, Lechura, either whatever the time is, it's Kovet Shabbos, it's Oynik Shabbos, it's Shalom Bayis, whatever the reason is, you have all the time. There should be no reason why you should not be able to light with electricity. And in Echanami, this is not a need which was in Schadish now. Rav Chaim Oizer in Achiezer and Chelik Dalet Simin Vav, he brings down a Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, and this seems to be the makar for it. The Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, which was first printed about 120 years ago, Tav Reish Mem Tes, I think it was. He tines that in Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Chof. He says it's the last paragraph in the Tshuva. He's actually talking about something else. It comes in over there, the last paragraph in the Tshuva, and he says that you're allowed to light Shabbos Lech, even though Chanukah Lech, you're not allowed to, you certainly need a flame. But when it comes to Shabbos Lech, Zichur, you're allowed to light with electricity. And you're right, Yechiv. Now, when it comes to incandescent bulbs like they used to have before they switched to fluorescent and LEDs, then that's much easier to understand because that's mamash a fire. You have a filament which is burning, and that's more daima to a fire. So lechura you can understand. Now by fluorescent, which is gas, then the pashas you don't have. Maybe you have the starter for a second just to get it going, but you don't really have. You're not lighting with a fire. Yishlayin, why does the pas there in such a case to say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos? Mitzad echad, first of all, is it an air? Besides Shani, the Rogach of Taina is it's not lahalik. That's not a halakha. Halakha is by a fire, but it's not a lahalik. Some Taina that it's not a nair, and sometimes it's not a lahalik. So therefore, even if you're going to be samech to say that you could be yaitzeh, certainly you can't make a bracha on it. However, Rabin Vigam Tevim paskin that you could also make a bracha on it, and that is considered lahalik. That's certainly the lashon b'nei Adam. When you turn on the lights, you say, Tadlikita, oh, that's the way that people say it. And that is considered a ner is a light. It's lav dafka, it has to be a candle, it has to be a fire. And therefore, Rav Megam Tevim, Shlomo Zalman, in Shmir Shabbat Chassa, Paragman Gimel, he brings down, Chenei Beis, he brings down a list, mamash, a list of achrenim that handle this shayla, that are mekel. He brings down at the end, though, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Tainod, then not all electric lights could be yaitzeh with. There's a difference between electricity that you're getting from the electric company and battery operated. He says something which is battery. The difference is that when you're getting from the electric company, so then it's constantly fueling it. It's a constant fueling. Every second, it's like a new lighting because it's constantly giving you a circuit. It's a feeding electricity. It's feeding the coal into the machine, which generates electricity, and it's constantly feeding it to you. So it's not your lighting was not really the lighting of the candle which is happening. It's continuously happening again and again and again and again and again. You go out and don't see it turning off and turning on. But it's constantly happening again. Even by a proper incandescent, yeah, because you need that electricity, yeah, because you need that constant. However, when you have a lamp, when you have a battery operated, when you have something which you plugged in beforehand, and it's basically battery operated. Generator gets into it's maybe the same problem, but he says if you have a lamp, that would be you would be able to make a bracha on such a thing. That is considered lahalik nair. That nair is coming from you, that you would be able to light up. Now, for those that want to sign in the narrative, so b'chol yishin light on it becomes an electric company because it's the light that you're getting, the electricity that you're getting on Shabbos is through Chil Shabbos. So even though you're lighting before Shabbos, but you're lighting on the nair, which should be nana on Shabbos, certainly you can't be the same way that if somebody steals, b'yitzeh berech niyat Hashem, the Gemara says, somebody that steals, you don't have to make a bracha to run over here. So to over here, you should make a bracha on the lahalik nair. There's the time that if it comes to electric company, then b'chlal, you totally b'das achirim. Because a lot of times that there's a blackout, and you lose your electricity, that happened to me in my building, that no one lost electricity inside their houses, but in the it was mamash, chasarna v'tzizak mishol nafshi. Because our lights are on, we don't have any windows in our hallway, in our cheder madrigot. And you go to the stairwell, thank you. And you go down three and a half flights of stairs, and it's pitch black. You can't see anything. Zero effort. Because of the eighth of heaven, we had guests then that we actually didn't live by us, and they knocked on. They were taking carriage down the stairs. They knocked on everybody's door. They should open up the door. They should be able to have light under the stairwell. That's mamash tiznach mishal nafshi. So you're talking about achir, and therefore some say that you shouldn't light with that. Even those that are mekol. Rubim Gukulam, I think Kulam, I don't think anybody that I saw said lechatchila, if you have the option of using candles on oil or using electricity, that you should use electricity. Certainly the minig is like that. Certainly there are many people that say you shouldn't use electricity and therefore that's not enough reason to do it. Therefore, certainly if you have the option to use a real flame, certainly you should use a real flame. However, if somebody's in a hotel and they don't let you light, if somebody's in a hospital and the only possibility to light is in a place where you're not going to be nana from the bichlal, there's many different possibilities where a person doesn't have the yichurlis option to light. In such a case, it seems the consensus, I can't say the consensus of just about all the places is that you should light the electricity. The only question is in regards to bracha. Many Paiskim matter it. I saw Rabbi Yashim, Mishmo Sitzvah brings down that there's no problem to light. Mishmo Kamenetsky in the Sefer brings down also there's no problem to light with the bracha that is. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says in a case where it's a lamp, then there's no problem to light. And I know there are people that have gemachim for this, for people that are going to hotels and hospitals, that they have little lamps. That when you're Yitzi, even according to you don't have the problem that you're told that's a chirm, you don't have the problem that it's coming from the Shlomo Zalman's problem. So in such a case where you have these lamps, you're being Yitzi Lefi Rav Shitas. And in such a case in a chanami, you would be able to light and bepash this with a bracha also, even on electric lights. And we'll just end off with one question, and that's the Hakdamah to Reish Tamach Gimel. Once we have electric lights like we have Bizmanenu, then what right do you have to light with a regular light? L'chor, you're not being waste of anything. L'chor, it's a bracha levatzal.